Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Codebase Technologies forms joint BOSS venture with eFinance Investment Group. Codebase Technologies has announced a strategic joint banking as a service, BOSS, venture with Egypt-based eFinance Investment Group, a payment and digital banking tech company, and Visa. Finastra research shows ongoing investment in AI, BOSS, embedded finance. Financial software applications and marketplaces provider Finastra has issued a survey showcasing financial institutions' continued investment in AI, banking as a service, BOSS, and embedded finance. JEB Health partners with Airwallex Singapore and Visa in health services. Singapore-based health technology JEB Health has partnered with Airwallex and Visa to launch corporate health and employee benefits payment cards. Worldline partners with Volksbank. France-based payment services provider Worldline has partnered with Volksbank in order to issue and manage payment cards for customers in Italy. Cashflows launches Cashflows Advance to support SME funding. UK-based fintech Cashflows has launched the Cashflows Advance service to help eligible merchants access funding in a frictionless way. X-Transfer partners with TransferMate. B2B foreign trade financial service provider X-Transfer has partnered with TransferMate to provide importers and exporters with additional market opportunities. Cultive partners with Rift. UK-based Rift has partnered with Cultive to optimize the group payment sector of the region and deliver a more customizable checkout experience for clients. Neum partners with Jonbic Bank. Real-time global payments provider Neum has announced its partnership with Jonbic Bank in order to offer remittance services for customers in South Korea. AXA UK joins forces with Synectic Solutions. AXA UK has partnered with Synectic Solutions, leveraging the latter's fraud prevention solution, CIRA, to support its anti-fraud strategy. CBA rolls out name check availability to Bendigo Bank and Satori. Australia-based Commonwealth Bank has announced that Bendigo Bank and fraud monitoring company Satori are set to pilot its name check tech to protect Australians from scams and mistaken payments. Paysend automates risk management with Calc Risk. UK-based fintech Paysend has implemented a solution from Calc Risk in order to augment and automate their approach to enterprise risk management. Identity partners with Buy No Game. Identity verification company Identity has partnered with Turkey-based Buy No Game in order to increase security for the latter's online marketplace clients. Flagrite partners with Hello Clever. AI-powered AML compliance solutions provider Flagrite has partnered with Hello Clever to improve the security infrastructure for the latter's real-time payment platform. OKX launches crypto exchange and Web3 wallet in Brazil. Web3 company OKX has launched its crypto exchange and Web3 wallet platform in Brazil, providing a secure gateway to decentralized finance, DeFi, and crypto trading. Circle partners with SBI Holdings to support USDC in Japan. Global financial technology company Circle has partnered with SBI Holdings to support the circulation of USDC in Japan. Singapore Central Bank to tighten crypto speculation rules, eases investment qualifications. Singapore Central Bank has released a response to industry feedback on a consultation paper of proposed regulations for crypto service providers. Australian banks roll out raft of scam protection measures. The Australian banking industry is ushering in a raft of reforms to keep customers safe from scammers, including a $100 million investment to build a new confirmation of payee system. South Korea preps 100,000-person strong CBDC pilot. South Korea is preparing a central bank digital currency, CBDC, pilot that will involve 100,000 people, according to local press reports. TCS to take ING Invisible Ticket startup worldwide. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, BSE, 532,540, NSE, TCS, announced the launch of its innovative Invisible Ticket solution, built in partnership with ING Bank, to help railways and public transport operators worldwide transform the commuting experience. Singapore strengthens regulatory MIZU for digital payment token services. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, today published its final tranche of responses to feedback received on its proposed regulations for digital payment token, DPT, service providers in Singapore. Worldline and Volksbank commence card-issuing partnership. Worldline is acting as a single interface for the entire card-issuing value chain, from setup and production to fraud detection, to cardholder portal and customer service. Manchester Fintechs Cultive and Rift team up on group payments. Manchester Fintech innovators, Cultive and Rift, have joined forces to announce a new strategic partnership aimed at transforming the group payment sector and providing a more customizable checkout experience. Bank regulators warn over operational resilience challenges. Banks across the EU are failing to adequately meet guiding principles on operational resilience and risk laid down by the Basel Committee in 2021. eToro receives approval from ADGM to operate in the UAE. Abu Dhabi Financial Markets Authority, ADGM, the International Financial Center in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, and eToro, the global trading and investing platform, are pleased to announce today that eToro has received approval for a financial services permission, FSP, from the Financial Services Regulatory Authority of ADGM to operate as a broker for securities, derivatives, and crypto assets in the United Arab Emirates. How Intuit QuickBooks is providing tools for more effective financial management at every stage of small business growth. Effective financial management is a critical factor for small businesses seeking growth. JP Morgan plans to expand its services in Abu Dhabi. JP Asda selects NCR Atleos as its ATM network partner. Asda Stores, Asda, a UK-based retailer, has selected NCR Atleos as its ATM network partner to provide its shoppers with easy and secure access to cash services. ZipMex halts trading activity in Thailand. Cryptocurrency exchange ZipMex has announced that it halted its trading activity in Thailand to ensure its compliance with local regulations. PayTabs expands into card issuing. PayTabs Group, MENA's award-winning payment orchestration powerhouse, today announced the launch of PayTabs Issuance Secure Prepaid Card Issuing Solutions aimed at scaling business operations regionally. FCA seeks feedback on data asymmetry between big tech and FS firms. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority is calling for industry evidence on whether the data asymmetry between big tech and financial services firms could lead to the likes of Amazon and Google gaining entrenched market power in the FS sector. JP Morgan plans to expand Abu Dhabi presence. JP Morgan is planning to expand its United Arab Emirates, UAE, presence by offering deposit taking and payment processing to wholesale banking clients from the Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, for the first time. Robo-advisor Wahed launches in the UAE. Wahed Invest Limited. Wahed. The UAE robo-advisory subsidiary of Wahed Inc. A global Sharia-compliant fintech that aims to advance financial inclusion through accessible, affordable and value-based investing, has launched after having been granted a Financial Services Permission, FSP, from the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, FSRA, of Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM. Wahed will become the UAE's first dedicated Islamic digital investment management platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.